Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Did you call me Hanko?
Uh-huh.
You told it's me factor, right before Hanko. Right before the theme song started, you go, yeah, you're full of Hanko.
Yeah.
Hurtful.
Sorry. Just stating the facts.
Yep. Whoa, that's Hanko.
Isn't it amazing how much warmer? It's like 20 degrees warmer than
I know, and you can tell it, too. I'm running out my Speedo today.
Yeah, that's what I was
gonna
afraid
of.
I'm
going to make a Speedo snow angel.
Oh, that's something else. Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather have, like, 95-degree weather?
Nope.
Or would you rather have this?
I'd rather have this.
You'd rather have this?
Yes.
Really?
I'm not a hot guy. Yeah. Fat. Me and hot weather don't... I'm fat. Doesn't go in the hell.
I'm the opposite.
I hate the hot weather.
I do not like cold weather at all. And hot, even if you don't have air conditioning, I like the outdoors. So just sitting out under a tree, getting a little bit of a breeze on a 95-degree day.
Good luck with that.
I'll take that any day.
You know there's no breeze in the summer and plenty in the winter.
There's what?
No breeze in the summer and plenty in the winter.
That's usually true. But yeah. there's usually just a little bit. Either that or, you know, June can get a fan out and fan me. You know.
Yeah, that will happen. And then feed you grapes as well, I'm
Wait
sure.
A minute. I dreamed that. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You might want to play a John Denver song after
maybe,
this.
Maybe.
Anyway, did you do anything fun last night?
Yeah, a little bit. Got fed supper by the boy.
Oh, did he cook?
The boy and Haley. Oh, yeah, he's a pretty good cook.
Really? So, he can do it all, can he?
He really can.
I wonder where he got it from.
Wasn't me. I can tell you that.
June, she's just amazing, isn't she?
There's a lot of things he can fix. He can build a house, and I can't fix a sandwich.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I don't
You can
know.
Fix a sandwich.
Well, not well. Not
Did,
well.
Is he a Bear fan?
No.
Oh, well, he's got the good blood then.
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do? Hey? Well, and any plans tonight?
Tonight,
you've almost had 2 days off in a row.
It'll be, yeah, no place to go. I think I've got a little work to do here, but otherwise, no games or anything.
No games. You got to go shopping or anything?
I don't think so.
I got a list for you.
Oh, you got a list for me? Okay. Yeah, that usually happens. And you want like a specific thing.
Right.
Specific brand. You're like June when she gives me a list, you know? If it says coffee, I'm just like, oh, there's coffee. Boop. You know, I don't have to try and look for the specific brand.
Right.
But then when you put the specific brand on there, you know, the 12-ounce container of this and that, like, then you look up and down. And
yeah, the 11.34 ounces
exactly.
of lemon-lime scent-flavored toilet cleaner.
That's why Phil doesn't deal with coupons. Yes. Coupons are like, wait a minute, the fine print. Oh, man, I can't find the 8-ounce version of that.
And here's my 10 coupons, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, well.
Just scan whichever one works, what works.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, so that's the best way to do it.
So you can save, you know, 4 cents or whatever it is.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It adds up, I'm sure.
Well, we could track a mouse today.
I think you could track a cat.
Oh, I think you can, without
sure
question.
You can.
Mm-hmm. You can still see Joanne's tracks.
Yep, you can.
You know that? So, yeah.
But it counts as a snowfall, so I think
we're
down to the low 20s. That's all we have to go, you know, according to our weather predictors.
Right.
So, I mean, if we got 20 more of these, I wouldn't be opposed to.
Yeah, but we need some moisture.
Yeah,
we're a little dry.
We'll get it. Don't just, you know, baseball starts the middle of March in track.
It will rain then.
Wait till March 28th, you know, the first conference softball
first
game is scheduled. And
it will rain.
There'll be 10 inches of snow. That's what usually happens.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
And coaches are out there plowing the base paths.
Exactly.
Well, some used to. Anyway, no, I'm not saying who. Hank or Fact, are you ready for a couple?
I'm bracing myself.
Are you ready though?
I'm holding on to the counter.
The Bronze Age of Inca Silva, my goodness.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, you're
I'll
right.
try.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll try.
Yeah. Civilization.
The Bronze Age Inca civilization used woven blanket designs to keep accounting records and as an early form of language.
Yeah, that's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you must have looked.
No, I just know this.
Not true. The Bronze Age Inca civilization used knotted strings as an accounting technique and an early writing form.
No, that's
you,
cool.
You do that, don't you?
Yeah, still yeah. do. Uh-huh. Like the Gaboon viper, not all snakes are poisonous, known as vipers, are poisonous.
All snakes known as vipers are poisonous. I'm going to say no. That's not true.
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it?
All vipers are poisonous.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Archived footage of Stanley Kubrick released after his death and posted on social media shows him shooting scenes from the Apollo 11 moon landing in 1969, proving that it was fake.
that's not true. It's Hanko.
It is Hanko. A shining example of Hanko, a spokesperson for Kubrick's widow, confirmed that the video was behind-the-scenes footage from the set of the 2018 movie First Man.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are those that believe that didn't happen, 1969. But we won't get into that.
No. 25,324 American soldiers died in the battle throughout 8 years of the Revolutionary War between 1775 and 1783.
I'll say that's not true.
No, it's not. Approximately 6,800 American battle deaths occurred. More patriots died abroad British prison ships than in battle. Between 8,000 and 12,000 died while prisoners of war.
Oh, sure.
So,
interesting.
That is very interesting. In 1965, the actress Sophia Loren said, "I'd rather eat pasta and drink wine than be a size zero."
That's, I don't know. I'd say that's probably true.
No, it's not. It's a Hanko.
Oh.
Well, Upsetti the Spaghetti Claimy, size zero didn't exist in 1965.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That wasn't until the model Twiggy came along, I believe.
Right.
Maybe a little bit later than that. Yeah.
Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American Doritos in Sweden.
I'm going to say that's true.
It's true.
Wow.
How would you know that?
I don't. I just
can't. Only a few people outside the United States know what ranch dressing is or what it tastes like, so the brand must adapt. All Americans are cool.
We've talked about it before. I think that's the most overrated
I'm not a big
flavor of snack food. I just never really cared for Cool Ranch Doritos. I guess they still make them, but...
Yeah, I'm not a...
It's no nacho cheese, I can tell you that.
Or nacho taco.
Taco's good.
Yeah,
very good.
You're more likely to die on your way to buy the lottery ticket than you are to actually win the lottery.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
So think about that the next time you stand in line there to try and get one and win the big pot.
Wind originally has no sound. A sound is created only when winds blow against an obstacle.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. Yep. That is a bunch of Philly right there. Here's something that... All right.
It's Hanko.
Yeah. You can use the inside of a banana peel to polish leather shoes and silverware and stop mosquito bites from itching.
Wow. I'll say that's true.
It is true.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It was pretty good.
Huh. I have to remember that.
Yeah.
When the mosquitoes are biting, it's not.
You always have a banana.
I always have a banana, but I'm sitting in the shade, it's 95, you know, and waiting for the breeze. I can use that banana peel to curb my itching and my bites.
Well, I tried to polish my shoes the other day with your banana peel,
did
if you remember.
Did it work?
Remember yeah. I smashed it in the...
Yeah, you stepped on it.
Yeah, I was working.
Yeah.
I was helping you.
Right.
And I don't know why you put your banana down on the floor.
Because I had to help you.
And then I got up and...
I stepped on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like something out of the movies.
And now Henry's got to clean it up.
Yeah, exactly.
We saw Ron Fruit and Beth Fruit yesterday.
We did. So. Absolutely. Yeah. You didn't slip and fall like the movies.
No.
That was a big thing back in the, especially the silent movies in the early movie days. Mm-hmm. I don't know why everybody thought it was so funny. You throw a banana peel and the guy slips and falls, you know. But it must have been, I don't know.
Even in some of those cartoons that we're not allowed to watch anymore, the wheels.
They're violent.
Yeah, yeah. The longest English word is 189,819 letters long. About 63 pages of an average book.
I'll say that's true.
It is true.
Wow.
It is the full name and the chemical titan and takes almost 2 hours to pronounce. I promise you I would never
you,
even.
You don't think you could do it?
No.
No.
Civilization not. This morning was hurting me.
I'm sure I couldn't say it either. But, yeah, back in the day when I had to write themes, the teacher could have given me that word just to write because it would have taken 2 hours to do it. So
yeah, you would have been good.
I'd have been good to go. Yeah. All right.
I wonder what it starts out with.
I don't know.
You think it uses every letter in the alphabet?
Pretty close, I would guess. Yeah.
It would have to, wouldn't it?
Interesting. Yeah. Ponder on that, but not very long.
Well, not more than 2 hours.
That's that's Factor Hanko today. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add?
No,
words of wisdom? Or
words of wisdom, be careful out there today. It's warming up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
feels pretty good.
It is. Have your sunglasses on today.
Well, by Saturday when it's 33, we'll be whipping around and jumping around. And then by next Tuesday, 38.
Really?
That's what it says.
Mm-hmm. And it never, that paper's never wrong, is it, Phil?
No, it's never wrong.
It's the Phil's weather forecast.
Well, usually the temperatures are pretty close.
Yeah, we can make them on Wirt's Floor and Home if the temperature's wrong, what we guess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're the sponsor of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we can just blame them.
No, I never blame them. People blame me. I'm like, I'm just the messenger. I don't make the prediction.
I tell people it's you.
We'll give them Tony Schumacher's number.
But I give them yours.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, be careful, buddy.
That's kind of you.
Hey, buddy, be kind. Everyone be kind.
That's right. That's old Hank Bray.